More than $40 million in California funding intended to help people left jobless by the coronavirus pandemic probably went to inmates in out-of-state jails and prisons. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The state has acknowledged that its Employment Development Department was bilked out of hundreds of millions of dollars in COVID-19 employment funds that went to fraudsters, including some in the name of U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. Governor Gavin Newsom has proposed $4 billion worth of state spending he says will help them survive in 2021. A recent surge of coronavirus cases has caused restrictions to linger into 2021, shuttering bars, restaurants, barbershops, gyms, and movie theaters for months at a time. Millions of American workers will now have to use vacation days to get paid if they are exposed to COVID-19 and cannot work during quarantine. A bill requiring employers to offer up to 2 weeks of paid coronavirus sick leave expired on January 1st. It applied to public sector employers and businesses with fewer than 500 employees. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Earlier this week, a 63-year-old man from Redway was driving a blue 2017 Chevy Silverado pickup on US 101 southbound, south of Red Crest, when he drove off the west roadway edge. The Chevy traversed a steep embankment, colliding head-on into a tree, then came to rest on its wheels at the bottom of the embankment. The man was the only person inside the truck. He died of his injuries, pronounced dead at the scene. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.